today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We're not going for, you know, summer of love. We're going for throwing up under a bridge.
Peoples, this is Jim Lenihan here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is off again today, but I'm going to continue the conversation that I started yesterday with Andy Sullivan of the Airport 77s, a very cool power pop band from Washington, D.C. area. If you didn't listen to part one of this interview, go back and do that. It's all available here on the Rockin' the Suburbs feed, wherever you listen to podcasts. Yesterday, Andy and I went track by track through side one of the band's new album, Don't Let Go, and today we are going to talk about the songs on side two. It's only logical. So let's do that now. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the album as a whole, Don't Let Go. I think this is a good spot because this is where we would turn it over to side two. So by the way, there is physical product available, CDs.
CDs and LPs. This is the first time we're pressing up LPs. So I got a lot of them in the basement. Please buy one.
All right. And where can people buy those?
Our Bandcamp is probably the best spot. Theairport77s.bandcamp.com.
Tell us a little bit about the album overall, though. How does this compare to the other Airport 77s albums? Were you trying to do anything different with this one?
Not really, not consciously. It wasn't like, you know, this is going to be our Sgt. Pepper's or whatever.
Right.
It's always a matter of, okay, what songs do we have? What do we need? You know, do we have too many ballads? Do we need certain more rockers? And then it's just the process of coming up with the material and arranging it and stress testing it in practice to see, does this work? Does it not? And then recording it. So in terms of style, I guess this record definitely has, you know, more twists and turns than the last two.
I totally hear that. And I was going to say, although, you know, every song is poppy, as it should be, but they aren't as straightforward often as, you know, as what you might think of with, you know, kind of classic power pop.
Right. Yeah. And then again, you know, a lot of that is, you know, again, we think a lot about, you know, delivering value to the listener. So, you know, the song's got to be short. It's got to have hooks. It's got to have great sounds.
Yep. All right. Let's move on to side two here. The first track is If It's On, I'm In. Then you describe this as a classic 77s banger.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of, do you remember groups like the Cardigans?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that lounge pop thing. I've always been a sucker for that kind of stuff, especially the sort of melodically sophisticated things. So this song, the verse has a ton of chords that pass by quickly that convey a sense of sort of sophistication, but hopefully it's not too obnoxious. And then the chorus is just sort of straight ahead, high intensity. I'm especially proud of the musical breakdown in this one. The band stops. There's a lot of fancy guitar stuff that happens. Band comes back in with these intense riffs, sort of Metallica-esque. And then we bring it home.
Cause I'm in, if it's on, I'm in. Can't wait to get going, can't wait to dive in. If it drops, I'm down, sign me up to clown. If it's on, I'm in, let's begin. Cause I'm in, if it's on, I'm in. Can't wait to get going, can't wait to dive in. If it drops, I'm down, sign me up to clown. If it's on, I'm in, let's begin. Her name is Sandy. That's what she told me. When I tried to buy her a Diet Moxie, she just tossed her hair and laughed. She said, you look like the kind of guy who's used to being strung along. And I wish that don't even front. Acting like I just don't care, but I don't think that's what you want. Have you seen those electric scooters? They look like a lot of fun. You and me and my high school Taurus buzzing along the waterfront. 'Cause I'm in if it's on, if it's on, I'm in. Can't wait to get going, can't wait to dive in. If it drops, I'm down, sign me up to clown. If it's on, I'm in, let's begin. Do you like ice cream? Depends on the time of year. Take it or leave it in February, but summer's almost here. Us up. 31 flavors, Rainbow Jimmy's. Need a bucket load, a bucket loader. Let's hop a city bus, see where it takes us.
We just heard If It's On, I'm In.
Yep.
And now we hear the title track, Don't Let Go, which you describe as a hypnotic tone poem. What does that mean?
Well, you know, often the challenge for writing songs, or I think doing any piece of good art that resonates with people, is it's got to be simple, but it's got to be unique. And those are often pulling at different ends. It's a very simple song in terms of its form. And then I just larded on all sorts of weird guitar effects. And so the guy who mixed it, Aaron Buchheister, he's fantastic. He sent me an initial mix and he's like, oh, this is a psychedelic song. This is great. I'm going to mix it like Sgt. Pepper's. And I came back and I'm like, no, we're not going for, you know, Summer of Love. We're going through for Throwing Up Under a Bridge. So mix it more like that. The Throwing Up Under a Bridge elements and take down the happy bits.
Next up is Girl on Fire. This is really kind of a crazy song.
Why do you say that, Jim?
Well, I think just both musically and lyrically, it's just kind of, it's just bizarre.
Right. Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah. It's, do you want to get a ticket and go see the Girl on Fire?
Right.
What is that? What does that mean? What the hell is he talking about? And it's some sort of show. And the narrator had seen the Girl on Fire the year before. And the lyrical inspiration comes from Charles Ives. He had a song called Circus Band that has this concept of, you know, the circus is back in town. Is the clown still there? What about the sword swallower? And then because it's Charles Ives, like, then a whole nother thing happens on top of it. And there's like, you know, some barbershop quartet and, you know, an orchestra falling apart. So we're sort of going for that here. And then John Kelly, the drummer, came up with this awesome rumba beat under it. So it's like a punk song with a rumba beat.
She's Everything. Now, this song was written by Cal.
Yes. This is one of two songs that Cal wrote on the record. Beautiful, poppy, straight ahead. He had originally recorded it some years back with another band, and we 77s it up. So it's faster, it's more aggressive, but it's basically the same song.
Okay. You say here it doesn't get much sunnier than this.
Yeah. It's just a nice, straightforward, happy song.
She's everything, she's everything, she's everything to me. She's everything, yeah, she's everything to me. And anyone can see, there's nothing else I need. Cause she's everything, she's water. But when I get thirsty, she's soap. But when I get dirty, she's crayon. When I need to get high, I know she's everything, she's everything, she's everything to me. She's everything, yeah, she's everything, she's everything to me. And anyone can see, there's nothing else I. She's wings. When I'm ready to fly, I know she's everything. She's everything. She's everything to me. She's everything. Yeah, she's everything. She's everything to me. And anyone can see. There's nothing else.
All right, now this next song, The Hands of Time, you have another songwriting contributor here in the band.
Yeah, we haven't talked much about John Kelly yet. He is the drummer of the band. He is sort of the guiding force of the band, the spirit animal, you might say. He's just a wonderful dude and a great drummer. And this is the first song he's written and sung on his own for the 77s. I think our last record had a song that he co-wrote, but he didn't sing. So this is him singing. And it's a nice, wistful ballad. Great hook.
Well, you know, anybody who lives around here knows that John is a great writer.
Yes.
Perhaps don't know him as a songwriter, but it makes perfect sense to me.
Yes. Yep. So hopefully we get more of these going forward.
But only one survives. it, I'm through. I want to live my life. That's what you say. You've been saying it every day. But it's not too late to turn back the hands of time. Become a many splintered thing. Those splinters cut, they burn, they sting. But of this I'm sure, in your heart I'll find the cure. From the pain I feel, held by the hands of time. The hands of time, the minutes are hours. The hands of time, the hours won't end. The clock face stares right at me, daring me to comprehend. The hands of time, pushing you forward. These hands of mine, pulling you back. There's no future.
Now we're going to close out the record with Satellite. So another ballad. You really sort of wind this record down.
You know, I mentioned earlier that you're writing characters and stuff, and this one is probably a bit more direct.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Andy Sullivan.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me, and thanks for your wonderful podcast.
This has been a lot of fun. So I want to mention again the new album by the Airport 77s is Don't Let Go. You also have a website, airport77s.com, so people can go there for more information as well.
Yep, and we're playing a bunch of gigs around the D.C. area, hopefully a little farther afield as well. We'll see about that. We'd love to get you on the mailing list. You can sign up through the website, and that's the best way to stay in touch with us.
All right, check it out, Peoples. This is a great band, the Airport 77s. And for our core listeners, the people of a certain age, it'll just take you right back to the music that you love. All right. Andy, thanks very much again. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening. And best of luck, Andy, with the band and the record. And go buy it, everybody. And we'll talk to you later.
We built you from our blueprint. We knew you were always meant to fly. Walked you to the launch pad, picked you up and pointed to the sky. Flaming smoke and thunder, shaking the foundations of our home. Blasting through the atmosphere, now you're on an orbit of your own. You're a satellite, and you'll come back around, though each moment is
Where do you get the airport pilot's uniforms?
Pilotsupplies.com.
It's just that easy.
It's just that easy.